Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdvance.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
We're going to meet reality. Urban Terror.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me to
Hey, greetings. Greetings. Now it's not working. Greetings. Oh, I'm in trouble. Test.
We're going to meet reality. Urban Terror.
Hey, not good. Well, they can't. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I know, and it's not working. Yep.
ArtOfWarCentral.com provides everything a dedicated gamer has come to expect of a gaming server company.
With lightning-fast servers and top-notch customer service, Art of War Central prides themselves on offering the best overall gaming experience. If you're in need of a rock-solid server, head over to ArtOfWarCentral.com. Unlike other providers, Art of War Central has a support staff available to answer your questions over the phone until the midnight oils burn out, all 7 days of the week. Need a website? How about a TeamSpeak server? Art of War Central can do it all at a moment's notice.
Get your hand off the mouse.
Whatever else you might be holding.
Hey, don't touch those.
And grab the phone. Call 1-866-LOW-PING and let Art of War Central take care of the rest. Need more info before you sign the dotted line? Go to www.artofwarcentral.com and see for yourself. Art of War Central, high quality servers for the serious gamer.
Test, test. Hey, look at that. My God, we are finally on the air. Sorry about that. Greetings, welcome to Urban Radio. 7 months of development, and we are here. It is Saturday, August 9th, and I am actually on location. So if you hear any technical difficulties, now you know why, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing on my laptop and a foreign computer. Yeah, I know they're all the same, but it's not really the same because, like I said, I don't have all my special hardware. You don't have the webcam, so I'm sort of winging it here, so bear with me if we have any technical difficulties, then we know who to blame. Once again, welcome back. We are here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I am Oswald, your host, for the pre-release festivities. And hopefully this is going to be one hell of a party for you guys to actually join in. We do have an Urban Radio server up and running. And today is the big day for the development team, as we are proud to bring you yet another release of Urban Terror. And while 13 is usually considered an unlucky number, today it is your lucky number, as this is our 13th release of the Quake 3 mod since our humble beginnings back in 1999. It's a long time ago, almost 3 years ago. And our first release date is, we usually talk about, August 5th of 2000 at QuakeCon. I do want to lay down a few guidelines for today. First off, the files will be released at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific. And if you're in the UK or somewhere over in Europe, you know, you guys figure that out because I can't seem to give you the right time. So you guys figure it out. I believe I was going to say 18, 19, 20, 20 GMT, but you guys have some British standard time that you deal with, and I can't comprehend that. So you can go to your favorite time conversion site and make your own conversions. So if you're here just for the release, then please do not PM me when the files are going to be released. It is on the website, and we will be updating the website at the conclusion of the radio show. I have all the FTPs ready to go, and you guys will actually be able to drop onto the website and get the files. Once the radio show is finished, I will need about an hour in order to make all the final preparations for the FTPs that are going to mirror Urban Terror 3. And no, we aren't using BitTorrent. So if you want to do that, you can do that on your own, but the development team is not going to support that for the release. We're sorry. FTPs, we haven't had a problem in the past. I see no reason why we would have a problem right now. Do you? Good. At this point in time, if you're an admin or an FTP host and you have not received an email from me or been invited into our special IRC channels, it's one big sex party in there. You guys wouldn't want to come anyways. Please don't ask me or any other SID member. We've tried to make arrangements for everybody, but due to the number of requests, which I think was up around the 300 range between FTPs and server admins wanting the files, it was just impossible to fill everyone's request. But we have done what we can, and We feel we've gotten a good cross-section. So if you're in Europe or if you're in South America or even North America, I really wouldn't worry about it because all the FTPs are going to be very fast. And, hey, we're using FilePlanet. What can I say? You guys are going to dig FilePlanet. Granted, there may be a waiting line, but you know what? All you have to do is spend a couple of bucks and look, $8 a month, and you can have your own special server at FilePlanet. That's what we're releasing today. We'll release it right now. Make your deal. We'll release it right now on FilePlanet, and you guys can go play. How's that? I'm getting laughed at here. So, I got to check my notes again as I'm going through my notes here. So, if you haven't gotten an email or been invited in, then don't really PM us as we don't have it ready to go. Yeah, look at that, Planet Quake 3. They do have it, but you know what? It's not there yet, bitch. I'm sorry. And it won't be there for another, 3 hours. So, you know what? Continue to wait and listen to my sexy voice. How's that? Please do not send me any private messages asking me to play your song. I'm not taking any musical requests today. I know this is not really the way that I've run Urban Radio in the past, but with today being such a big event, I do get quite flooded with a lot of private messages. But you know what you can do, and I know he'll really enjoy it? You can PM Dragon. He loves to hear from the community. Now I'm actually just going to sit back and wait till I hear that ass comment come over IRC. But actually, he's working on the release right now, so you really don't want to bother him either. But that's okay. You can bother him. That just means that the release will be a little bit delayed. So if you guys are cool with that, hey, I'm cool with it too. If you would like a shout-out or something said over the show today, go ahead and you can email them to me, oswald@urbanterror.net. That is how I'd like to take all the requests today. If you have a shout-out, I do have my email up, and I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now. There we go. So if you guys want a shout-out, feel free to send it to me here via email, and I will pull that up during the show. Get you some shout-outs, but try to keep the private messages to a minimum if you could. We'll also be having some giveaways today, courtesy of Tommy over at GeekWares.com. And I guess some of you guys don't know, but I now work for Tommy. I'm one of his little bitches. Granted, I don't look good in a thong or a little, I don't know what those tops are called, like a baby doll top. But you know what? It's very cool hanging with Tommy and Joyce, his girlfriend, Sard from Pain Incorporated, and Andrew Everman of Everland.net. Just some of the people who help out at GeekWares. So for all you cheap bastards out there who can't afford a shirt or happen to live in Europe and get gouged by those shipping and handling prices, well, you know what? We will fill your hopes and dreams today with swag. That's right. Free goodies, courtesy of Siliconized Development and GeekWares. And I was planning on bringing Dragon and Blade Killer on today and getting some input from them on the past 7 months, talk a little bit about the release, the maps, things like that. I understand there was another radio show last night that interviewed, I believe it was Barbecue and Dragon. I was preoccupied and couldn't catch that show. But we'll make arrangements next week. I'm actually going to QuakeCon next week, but we will have a pre-QuakeCon show. and try to run down some of the things that I had hoped to cover today but just couldn't get to. So some of that, let me see, what else do I have here? We do continue to get a lot of requests from gamers wanting us to give them some sort of timeline on the maturity of Urban Terror. We're going to do that today on the radio show. We'll also be playing Urban Terror Beta 2.6 for the final time. That's right. Urban Radio server is up and running. You can go to urbanterror.net right now. Click on Urban Radio on that page. You will see a link that actually takes you to the Urban Radio server of the week. This week's server is Poop on a Stick Deathmatch. That's right. Time to frag your asses off. And if you're the best fragger, you know what? You may want a cookie or a prize or a date with me. No, you won't get a date with me. Sorry about that. So if you want to go to Poop on a Stick right now, the server IP is 207.44.132.85. The port is 27950. So if you want to fry, get in there right now. It is run by a giant black dude. Yes, he is on house arrest, so he is going to be our admin of the server today. So drop in there, have a good time, and we will be checking in with that here just a little bit later in the show. And when we come back here, we'll sort of get things started off. I do have a few things I need to do here in this first break. As I said, it's not my typical setup here, so I am sort of winging everything. I'm not using my standard program, so I'm a little shaky. So if the music doesn't work right away or if you can't hear me, just yell at me. I'll hear you. It's Oswald. This is TSN. Glad you could join us today for the Urban Terror 3 release party. We'll be right back.
A nerd is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology. But a geek is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology and likes it that way.
You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Hello, and thanks for calling the Tech Support Network. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Lee Patrick, dude, and I'm trying to set up this Shoutcast station, but I don't know what to do and what to use. What's Winamp?
The Team Sportscast Network. We are not your f***ing tech support stations, so stop asking us, noobs. TSN.
That gaming server you have running on your old 2880.
Tired of hunting for an empty server that you and your friends can practice on? You ever get TK'd and think, if I was the admin, I'd make them all pay.
Want to have a server that you and your team can call home? Well, look no further. ClanBank personal game servers are up for the taking at www.clanbank.com. Offering low-paying servers for the lower-budget gamer, ClanBank offers a variety of server options that cater to your little wallet that you probably just left in the washer.
Oh, crap.
ClanBank servers support games like Quake 3 Arena, Counter-Strike, Soldier of Fortune 2, Urban Terror, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and much, much more. Visit our website at www.clanbank.com for more information on how you and your team can benefit from the luxury of your very own dependable and affordable personal server. That's www.clanbank.com. Stay tuned to TSN for this week's coupon code, and you can use it to get 20% off any ClanBank server.
Hey, and we are back. It's Oswald right here, TSN, and we are proud to have ClanBank as one of our strategic partners here at the Team Sportscast Network. They do provide an incredible amount of server space, bandwidth, backbone support for all of our needs. ClanBank, also one of the bigger supporters for Urban Terror, they support 13 servers in the community. If you have a clan and are looking for a server, then look no further than ClanBank. And just think, for 20% off, take down this coupon code. This is the ClanBank coupon code of the week. Code number is 514D32. So remember, turn on, tune in, frag away, ClanBank.com. Visit their site, tell them TSN sent you for a special deal. And I think I'm actually going to do that here at the end of August. August is a bad month for me. Well, not really, really a bad month. I mean, I'm on location for the release, which is a very good thing. I go to QuakeCon next week. I do WCG 2 days after QuakeCon, and then the last week of the month I go to Vegas. Does it get any better than that? You know what word you didn't hear in there? You didn't hear the word work, and you know what? That is always a good thing. Urban Terror would also like to thank GeekWares. I met Tommy at QuakeCon a couple years ago, And while it does take some time to work out the details, we were able to sign a contract in order to give Geek Wars exclusive rights to print our logo on his merchandise. He carries a wide selection from t-shirts, long sleeves, three-quarter sleeves, to ringers, work shirts, polos, and yes, even thongs. Oh yeah, hoodies and fleece too, hats, stickers, he's got it all. So if you want something with the Urban Terror logo, and I am going to be delivering, actually I won't be delivering the stuff today, but I am going to be in attendance at the 223 land today up here in San Francisco, Oakland, Santa Rosa, somewhere up in NoCal. And those guys, I'm going to hook them up with some swag here. It'll probably be sent to them. But Munich, if you're listening, you'll get your shirt. And I actually just saw something new that I hadn't seen before. It's actually a black baseball cap, and I was at DEFCON.org. It's a hackers convention out in Vegas with Tommy this past weekend. It's cool. It's a black fitted cap, and it had the Urban Terror logo. It looked really cool. I think we sold like two or three of them to guys who had no clue what Urban Terror was. So if you guys want some swag from Tommy, go over to GeekWars.com. Tell him Oswald sent you. Also, as I said, I'm going to be at QuakeCon 2003 in Dallas, Texas, along with Blade Killer, Rabbit Cow, Dragoon, Queen Bee, and Miles. And don't mind that sound in the background. That's just somebody's phone going off here. So if you guys want to stop by, chances are I will be hanging out at the Geek Wars booth for some time, having a good time with Tommy and all the Urban Terrorists at Dallas, Texas. Home to the sixth floor, my home away from home. And you know what? Even if I had a sniper rifle, I still wouldn't have been able to hit Kennedy in the back of the head. Just a quick note on QuakeCon 2003. Never mind, because I already talked about that. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is sort of a special release today because because I'm not at home. I am on location. I'm hanging out with the Urban Terror community today. And I am on my laptop, and I am on a very foreign computer here. So if things sound different, if the music doesn't work, if you can't hear me, well, now you know why. Maybe I'm distracted. I don't know. Oh, what else is going on? Hey, believe me, I'm trying to keep a straight face here and do this, but we're having a good time, are we not? Yes, we are. We do have the Urban Radio Server of the Week up. Pepe, if you're interested, go to urbanterror.net, click on Urban Radio, and you'll see a link there. Click on that link, and the server today is Poop on a Stick Deathmatch. Server IP is 207.44.132.85. Port 27950. Quick shout out here to Bongos Naked of Death Rat. I see him saying hi to me here in Pound Urban Terror on ETG. So, Bongos Naked, what's up, Mang? Also, want to pass along words of thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting. He continues to provide FTP space for all the previously recorded Urban Radio shows at now number 57 with today's show. That spans parts of 3 years. I don't think I ever thought I would, A, be doing a radio show, B, that it would last like 3 years, and, almost 4 years, I'm being told. My producer, I can call my producer, that's who you are. My producer is telling me it's been almost 4 years, how's that? So if you're looking for fast and reliable FTP servers for a fraction of the cost than some of those larger companies, and check out ZDWebHosting.com. For as little as $8 a month, you can have your own FTP space, email account, and support. Zach is also a huge supporter of Urban Terror. Thus, throw some Benjamins his way for continued support. I have 3 accounts with Zach. I know some people in the community do. I believe Forbidden Ninjas has their website up there. So, like I said, Zach's a very good guy. I do want to thank him for all of his support here for Urban Terror, even though, as he told me last night, that Urban Terror sort of taken a backseat for him, and girls are on his mind now. So you know what? I guess that's a good thing. At least we know he's not gay, right? Just kidding, Zach. We love you. Also want to give a quick shout-out to PlanetQuake.com for continuing to host our development team website, silicon-ice.com or PlanetQuake.com/silicon-ice. We've been there basically since I came on board in early 2000, and I guess I was evil as I basically moved our website from Quake 3 mods to Planet Quake in order to get the mod a bit more recognition and support, which basically GameSpy provides. And I don't think Quake 3 mods was actually too happy with me when I did that because, I don't know, I guess we were one of the more popular mods on there. But anyways, we made the move to Planet Quake, part of the GameSpy network, and regardless of what you say about GameSpy, I have two words for you, free FTP. Okay, so that's maybe like five words or four words, but they give you free FTP space at File Planet. Yeah, I know, you're all laughing that I continue to pimp File Planet here, but they do continue to host all of our files there, and as I said, yeah, you may have to wait in line for the files, but it's free. I don't have to pay a word or a dime. The team doesn't have to pay a dime, so you know, I got to pimp them. What can I say? I'm good friends with some of the people over there. Pappy R, he's a head man there for Planet Quake. Jube and Ice are just three of the folks who continue to post our news and to give us love for Urban Terror. And lastly, I need to pimp a group that continues to support Urban Terror and Urban Radio. Those are the people I work with here at TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Never did I think I would be shoutcasting online gaming. That was probably the furthest thing from my mind. Hell, I didn't even know what it was until Blanks got me involved in running my 80s music show during the old Radio ITG days. But, I mean, more recently, like I said, I've done Urban Terror, Medal of Honor. Soon I'm going to be shoutcasting FIFA Soccer 2003 and Age of Mythology for World Cyber Games. That coming up in a couple of weeks. Cold Shot, Juno, the rest of the staff, nothing but very supportive of everything we do here on TS. And also, as I said, I need to give a special thanks to Blanks. I'm sure some of you who've been around remember the Foghorn, right? The Foghorn's very cool. But, no, that's not going to be an Urban Terror this time around. Sorry, Blanks. I hook you up next time, bro. I know I wanted the Foghorn in there, and I tried to get it in there, but I'm sure it would just be abused as it was before. And I was supposed to have the sounder, but I just got too far behind today. So anyways, as I said, he got me shoutcasting during the Radio ITG days. That was before either of us were with TSN. When we come back, we'll actually get into the show here. We'll give you a little bit of history on the development team and on the mod you all know as Urban Terror. It's Oswald. This is the Urban Terror release party right here on Urban Radio.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, or slut, ass, goddamn motherfucking stupid, fuck, or fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
When you're tired, you're just as good as dead. Gamers know that dull reflexes and slow response time is online suicide. You can't act, you can't react. To fight fatigue, you've got to have balls.
Prepare yourselves.
Balls is the most caffeinated soft drink on the market, making it the drink of choice for improved performance and skill for any gamer. Whether you are the online armchair athlete or the hardcore player, Balls will give you the boost you need not only to show up on the battlefield, but to compete. Never sleep. Stay up. Drink Balls. www.balls.com.
No freaks. Calling all freaks.
Welcome back. It's Oswald here. TSN, you are tuned in to the Urban Radio. Excuse me, the Urban Terror release party here on Urban Radio. We are hanging and banging with you today, having a good time. 250-some-odd people tuned in. I do want to thank everybody for their support here today. Shows you there's much love in the Urban Terror community. Isn't that right? I know you all want the files now, and I know my FTP guys are screaming at me. We are working on them. As I said, things like this, it takes time. Hey, be lucky you're getting it today. You know those three words I talked about? Subject to change? Yeah, I know nobody wants to hear those words today, so please be patient. We will get you the files. 5 o'clock Eastern is when they are scheduled to be released. And you know what? That's quite a ways from now, so you know what? Don't worry about it. We will get you the files. In the past, what was I going to say? I don't remember. Okay, basically what I want to do now, I do want to share some of what we've gone through here the past 3 years or so, why we've been working on what I guess you can consider a fairly popular total conversion that we call Urban Terror. Now, when Urban Terror is mentioned, comparisons are usually drawn immediately to Counter-Strike and Action Quake 2. Even before that, you know, some of us came from those backgrounds. And basically, that's what got me interested in Urban Terror, the fun and the excitement, one of the first mods I've ever played. It's difficult to say, but after spending basically every week in the LAN party here in Southern California, playing Action Quake 2, playing CTF for Quake 2, running the sixth floor as acting as head monkey at the Action Quake map depot, I sort of became bored with Action Quake 2. It was getting a little bit old. Level designers were not very creative. Levels that we were getting submitted were, well, basically crap. And really, I just wanted to give up my position and move on. So early in January 2000, I wrote a rant on the sixth floor titled The Next Action. It basically centered around the A-Team, who was a development team for Action Quake 2, giving up on the Quake 2 engine, basically giving up on Quake and id Software altogether, and moving over to Unreal Tournament. Not the 2003, just the regular Unreal Tournament. So this basically opened the door for many new and relatively unknown development teams to fill the shoes of the A-Team and create what many considered to be the next Action Quake 2. Although, seriously, can you really replace Action Quake 2? I still think it's one of the best mods ever that I've played. As I said, obviously impossible to replace. Recently, a group of avid Action Quake 2 gamers actually ported it to Quake 3, called it Reaction Quake 3, and probably during a different time, this could have been a very successful mod, but based on their entry into the Quake 3 mod scene, it was probably just a bit too late, and that's just my own opinion. I mean, I'm no professional at this. I'm just a gamer like everybody else in Pound Urban Terror, in our dev channel, in any of the channels where you are right now. Just my opinion, but I do think that could have been a pretty popular mod if it were made 2 years ago, not in late 2002. Anyways, I started looking at possible mods that could actually step in and fill the void left behind by the A-Team as they left the Quake 3 scene. And in my rant, I actually wrote, "The next group which has entered the ring recently is calling their mod Urban Terror. Don't call it UT for short. Led by Botkiller and based around the Quake 3 engine, this mod is showing more promise as they have some screenshots of characters, weapons, maps to tempt us with. This mod seems to be progressing. We are more than halfway finished. I don't want to be blunt about this, but I really think we are one of the faster-moving realism mods, but it's really tough. I wake up, work on the mod, go to sleep, and I don't do anything else. It really sucks, but I'm devoted to getting this together." And this from Botkiller. Some of you guys may remember him, Botkiller. He was the actual founder of Urban Terror. Basically, keep close tabs on its progress. That is what I wrote. In my news over on the sixth floor. That back in 2000, I believe. About 7 months later, Urban Terror Team was known as Siliconized Development, and Beta 1 was being released at QuakeCon 2000. That first release was very rough, to say the least. The mod was nowhere near complete, nor was it ready to ship. Urban Terror 1 was definitely not gold, I'll tell you that. But, to say the least, we actually released it, and now we can actually sit here, look back on it, and laugh. The mod was released, as I said, during QuakeCon 2002. We were invited out there courtesy of id Software and the organizers at QuakeCon. Botkiller actually ran the release from his house, while Dr. 8, myself, and others scrambled during the event to find internet access to add a README file that discussed bugs, errors, binds, you know, the things that should have been included but just weren't in the first release. We also released Beta 1 in two parts, the game files and the map textures. Why? You know, shit, I don't know. We just did it. It just happened that way. It was probably a stupid idea, but we did it anyways. We were also able to feature the mod in the Developers Hall, which is where the big money developers actually stage their setups. You know, ATI and NVIDIA have been there at times. Aspire Media, who is actually Apple Computer, they were there. At the time, Ravensoft was there. So it was a real big deal for us, actually. We had a 12-computer closed LAN. Needless to say, it was very cool. Gamers coming up, sitting down, playing Urban Terror on old-school levels like Streets, Docks, Hotel, Train Yard, and Swim. So very cool stuff. Overall, it felt good to get the release out, but the work was really just beginning for the development team. At the time, we had a very small following. And, you know, sometimes a small following is better than having a Counter-Strike type following. I mean, just think if we had 80,000 people in the Urban Terror community. Yeah, we'd have more servers. But, I mean, do you think the development team could really spend time with some 80,000 gamers and give you guys the attention you give now? I mean, right now we have 439 people in Pound Urban Terror on ETG alone, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. It's a great number. A lot of the dedicated gamers here. I mean, I know there's people who play who don't idle in Urban Terror or who don't listen to the radio show and basically don't know who the development team is, which is cool. I'm down with that. Sometimes it's better. But that being said, we have a very good community, and we have a good time. That's basically what I wanted to say. So we still have original gamers from Beta 1. Legomancer still hanging around. He's just one of the guys that I can think offhand who's been around for damn near 3 years. I still see people come back up and send me messages, you know, checking out, or they hear something about Urban Terror still, and they come back and drop in and give us a message. So, I mean, that's support. Then again, everybody tuned in to the show today or waiting for Urban Terror 3 files, everybody giving us support. And on behalf of the development team, I do want to personally thank you for all that love you have given us over the years. Right after version 1, we quickly released a series of patches over the next 4 months. We went from 1.0 to 1.1 to 1.2. Before coming to a release that seemed to get the mod noticed a bit more and really began to draw comparisons to Action Quake 2. So much so that I do remember a conversation I had with Oddjob, who was the lead developer on Action Quake 2, over in the Action Quake 2 forums, commenting on the fact, along with a bunch of his supporters rallying behind him, that basically Urban Terror was just a port of Action Quake 2 at the time. And, you know, in a way, I guess if you hadn't been involved in Urban Terror, you could understand why he made those comments. But, I mean, really, there was nothing you could port. You couldn't port levels, you couldn't port models, or the physics. Basically, everything we did was from scratch. So, you know what? It was a lot of work, and we were actually pretty proud of ourselves, not only get 1.0 out, but to get it to 1.27. And 1.27 is actually often referred to in our community. It was the last release that actually did not include stamina. You could basically strafe jump all the time. The UMP45 ruled the game, as did the PSG1. I know I downplay the popularity and the fact that this release did put Urban Terror on the mod map, I think. It was a good release, very few bugs. Gamers enjoyed it quite a bit. And it's funny to think back, but the more I think about it, you know, the more I think about it, we had to move on. We had to change it. Thus, we moved into the 2.X development cycle. May of 2001 actually marked the next generation of Urban Terror with the release of Beta 2. Epoxa was at the helm. He recoded the entire code base, adding new weapons such as the MP5K, the MP4, flashbangs, high explosive grenades. We had new male and female models. We also rolled out something called Ares. Now, if somebody can send me an email and tell me, I do have a bird in the background. So if you hear chirping, that is not me. That's not the dog. That is the bird. So just ignore the bird. We rolled out Ares, and Ares is our intricate hit detection system. Now, if somebody can send me an email telling me what Ares stands for, you will get a shirt. Okay? One shirt, one answer. 5 words. That's all I want. Ares. If somebody can tell me what Ares means, you get a shirt, courtesy of Geekwares. This release also marked the introduction of stamina, as I said, something that it sort of received mixed results, but now I think that we've tweaked it enough that gamers are pretty much happy with the way stamina releases. The way stamina works. See, I even have release on the mind. You know, and I got like three more pages before I go to break. But you know what? With that, I'm going to take a break because you know what? My food is getting cold. I'm looking at my potatoes and eggs, and you know what? I'm hungry. So you guys going to get a song here. It's going to be a little Suna Power Struggle. We'll be right back here on TSN.
The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Leet Haxers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. Yeah, we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot. Through a wall.
Please, don't let lead hackers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you here Urban and Terror release party right here, Urban Radio, on at TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, www.tsncentral.com. And got a lot of things happening here, a lot of private messages. I'm going to have to talk to the FTP guys, so if you guys are tuned in, I will get to you here in about 15 minutes. And, yeah. Talking to Dragon, too. Okay, talking to him. Do want to give a few shout-outs here as they continue to roll in. You know, I guess I should have told you guys, email the answer, oswald@urbanterror.net. That is the only place I'm going to take answers from. So if you know what ARI stands for, then feel free to submit your answer. And I will look at it, laugh, and see who gets the shirt. Couple shout-outs here. The Saint says, please shout-out in remembrance of Triad Louise and to everyone in Raggy Dolls. Yeah, Raggy Dolls, which I was kicked out of, kicked banned by somebody in there. So there's a shout-out to Raggy Dolls. Glad you guys are tuned in. From SR8 Black, he says, make fun of someone in IRC. You know what? I do that on a daily basis. Who can we pick out today and make fun of? Let's make fun of, oh, I don't know. I don't see anybody in there. We can make fun of HV Minter just because he's from Denmark, right? The Danes. Don't call them Swedes. They don't like it when you call them Swedes. Anyways, SR8, there's your quick shout-out. Quick shout-out from Susie 9mm to Drunk Girl and all in at Raggy Dolls over on QuakeNet. Thanks, Pet, she says. Best of luck to Sid on the new release. Here's one from Drix. He says, hey, Oz, give a shout-out to Clan FSK405. Let them know if they play on the server to come to kickassctf.com and donate. Woot, 3.0. Thanks, Bretta. FSK405 Driggs. So there you go, Driggs. There is your shout-out. Another one here from Hemroid. He says, howdy. Hope your notebook doesn't break from the flood of mails you get now. Shout out. Thanks to Sid for the great game and fun during the release. Thanks to Oswald for the fun radio shows and topic lockings. And big have fun to all that will download and play Beta 3.0 later. And you know what? I have the same feelings. Thanks to everybody who's tuned in and are going to be playing here later on today. From give a shout out to JBN, that's the Juno Bounce Network, Strider, TSN, Yakuza, everyone at Pound JBN on GamesNet. Long live Oswald, long live the bouncing of the Llama King Juno here in TSN. I guess you actually have to listen to his radio show on Friday to understand what that means. Quick shout out from Acetone of Fucknut. The Fucknut server here. He says, want to give a shout-out to Fucknut Special K, featured Urban Terror 3 write-up in Revolver Magazine, circulation 120,000. See the forum post for the link. And you know what? I did not know that was a real post. I thought somebody had made that up, but that's very cool, Acetone. I did not know that. Thanks for that. And, yeah, I see it now. And, yeah, I do want a copy of it. We'll talk after the radio show. Last shout-out here before we continue on is going to come from Slayer AODSK. He says, I whack continuously to the release party and salute your singing, Oswald. Slayer, I don't want you whacking to me, please. Sounds a little gross, my friend. Shout outs to Desrat Sid and to yourself. Send to the Planet Quake Addy too, and I don't read that address. All the other responses I have right now have been for Aries, and we'll get to those shortly as we continue on here. As I said, Oswald with you, hanging, banging, Urban Terror release party. Right here, Urban Radio. So we've basically made it up to Beta 2.0. After 2.0, our next two releases, 2.1 and 2.2, came very quickly on the heels of each other, I believe only days apart, and after running into many issues, we decided that we had to do this. We also added many CVARs for both client and server, some you still see today. Beta 2.3 did fix some minor player movement problems, but also included many levels, many updated levels for Urban Terror. We had Alleys, Austria, Casa, Riyadh, Rommel, Pressure Zone, Uptown, Village, and these were all added during Beta 2.3. Yet another version that the community usually compares our current work to. They like 2.3, they like 1.27, they hated 2.5. What can I say? We're getting to 2.5. At the conclusion of this development cycle, though, Apoxel was hired by Ravensoft, and basically his first project with Ravensoft was a multiplayer code for Soldier of Fortune 2. And at the time, very cool to have another SID member hired by a professional studio. Sorry, I'm making extra noises here, I know. Before him, Odd, who was our modeler, hired by Bungie. And at that point, we added three new coders to the team. We added 27, Ian, and Thaddeus. The 2.4 release was pretty much a complete mess, because 2 weeks later, we released 2.5, which is primarily a bug fix for 2.4. And in retrospect, we sometimes refer to some of the code in there as Ian code, because up until 2.6, we were still digging his code out of the code base, most notably the CVAR that did not allow gamers to actually get the server list using the in-game browser. Remember that bug? Gleam found the answer to it. But nothing against Ian. He was a great guy. We brought him on team as a coder, and you know, we're not going to go back on the decision we made. We had a good time hanging with him, and he hanging with us. But we do refer to his code as Ian code, so sometimes we still have to dig it out of our code base. At the start of the 2.6 development cycle, we welcomed the Kiwi to the team. Yep, we welcomed Density to the code team. He was assisting 27 along the way. But he did a fine job, so he was basically offered a position as a coder. And what made 2.6 special? Well, if you consider replacing the community favorite Colt M4 with the LR300ML, or adding the AK-103, just like if George was around, he would be so excited he finally got his AK in Urban Terror. But I guess if you're not around those days, and you don't understand that reference. And I am ranting on a bit. Yes, of course, this is all rant. Urban Terror 3 release party radio. What do you think I'm going to do? Sit here and talk to the community like you? No, I'm going to read what I have prepared. See, I have 22 pages here. So you guys get a lot of talking for me today. So if you want to tune in, great, because you do have a chance to win free stuff. And you know what? Everybody loves free stuff. Well, it's not completely free. I mean, I got to pay shipping and handling to get it to you guys. But anyways, hang in there. The release is coming. Dragone's still working on it here, as I don't have an update from Dragone right about now. I don't have any information from Dragone here at the moment, but as soon as I do, I will update you guys. FTP guys, sorry, we are still working on it. See, the problem we have with the FTPs is some of them, I'm going to post all the FTPs on the main page. Excuse me. Going to post all the FTPs on the main page. Some of them, I have been told, will not be up and running for a couple of hours. Like I said, our intentions were to have all the FTPs have the files here by the time Urban Radio ended, so it could give me an hour to sort of, you know, give me the information and I could update the website, things like that, and get all that done so you guys don't actually have to wait. Yeah, 22 pages of sexual fantasies from me. That's right. You don't want to hear those, do you? Actually, Slayer, I know you wanted, so you know what? I'm not going to talk about them. Going back to 2.6, this release also introduced the mini-map, corresponding CVARs. We added the levels Metro, Mines, Twin Lakes, Turnpike, and Regivec to the mix. We also introduced a new shaking effect for the grenades and the instant arm, the new headshot, and a favorite, the Shoutcaster Spectator CVAR. Much of the work was polished, but still, the mod did need work. Plans for future development would include, at the time, 2.6A and 2.6B during that cycle, the first addressing client issues, and the latter addressing server issues. Nasty little bug during this time would cause clients to time out when connecting to the server. The only way to fix that was to drop to the console, do a slash reconnect. Voting was fixed, as was the black screen, disappearing flags and CTF, and a few other minor crash issues for servers. Most of the weapons were also tweaked, as they have in just about every other release. There was some disagreement with the community, who at times being quite vocal about how we tweak our weapons. But, you know, there's a reason for that. And I'm getting to it here later on. It'll be about the QA testers, the play testers we have. But during this time, and I don't know if I mentioned it here, but during that time we only had maybe 20 testers, maybe 30 testers. And at that time, I guess we considered it a nice cross-section of the community. But you know what? 20 to 30 out of, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, maybe even 1,000 people who play the mod, not all at the same time. But 20 to 30 is a very small percentage, definitely. Definitely not a cross-section of the entire community. During this time, we started working on the B portion of the update. This was about January of 2003, but we would never finish 2.6B. And why? Well, once we started working on the B version, which, remember, was supposed to be for server admins, We did want to fix things or add things to the mod, so we decided to forego 2.6b and shoot for 2.7. This release would include many of the server fixes that we were working on at that time. We would also update some of the player models, skins, maps, and code. So basically, we would update the entire mod yet again. And I would say midway, maybe three-quarters through this development cycle, the 2.7 patch was becoming something more than just a patch. Everyone on the development team was working away on something, be it models, skins, level, code, admin functions, things like that. Pepe, I see Pepe asking a question here. What is the estimate amount of Urban Terror players? Pepe, I don't know. I can only go by what I see in All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy stats, and usually that ends up being about 600 or 700 people at one time. I don't know how accurate that is. Very hard to say. You know, you go by the number of downloads, and our downloads have been amazingly high. I'm sure we're into a couple hundred thousand by now, so, you know, it may be more than 1,000, but honestly, I couldn't even tell you the numbers. I would have to go back and do some investigating to see what sort of figures we have for a number of people playing Urban Terror. So as I said, midway through the 2.7 cycle, a lot of people working on everything. The time spent updating and creating new information here for Urban Terror 3 was amazing. So we had multiple level designers working on each level. Skinners were updating their skins. We were creating new models such as the G36. And I thought we created something else, another model. We created a couple new model heads, new skins. All this basically to improve the experience for you. Now, I know we've updated some of the levels previously, and there will be those who will go against what we ask and decide they don't like the new levels or want the old levels back, such as Rommel. And what gamers don't understand is why we've updated these levels in order to give you more playability on the level, to fix some of the problem areas like grenades being able to kill someone when tossed over the roof, such as in Casa, or not being able to get on the red roof in Village. So we do have a method as to why we update maps. Another nasty map that people continue to want back is the first version of Rommel. Remember the one you only had one way to get through, and that was the corner, which I think we have dubbed as... Actually, I have it dubbed as the corner whenever I shoutcast that map. But that's another reason. I mean, really, it's a poor map if you just have one route from each flag and you're trying to play CTF. What's the point? Because chances are you're never going to cap. And I do remember casting some of those games, and your final score is like 1-0 or 0-0. So, you know, pretty boring if you ask me. During this development cycle, we also took on a new level designer who really does not need any introduction. Dick Dastardly is his name. I'm sure you all know Dick. We love Dick, right? Sorry. I think Dick is one of the best community mappers out there. Taking nothing away from the people on our team, Dick has just done some amazing work on Golgotha, and I know I talk about that map all the time. His levels, as I just said, pretty damn amazing. Golgotha, one of my favorite levels, so maybe that's why I'm such a big pimp of Dick Dastardly. He also contributed a new level to Beta 3 called Nimrod. Actually, not Beta 3. We're calling it Urban Terror 3. We're trying to lose that beta moniker there. Urban Terror 3 sounds a lot better, I think. So Dick contributed a new level, Nimrod, very cool looking. Golgotha updated, plays very nicely. Dragoon has also been the cornerstone of the level designers here, pulling resources, providing input to some degree, guidance. And Kane, yes, I love Dick, but not that Dick. I'll leave that to the ladies. Yes, I know this is public radio, and Blanks, if you heard that, just give me a laugh, my friend. All that, he was busy creating levels of his own, still talking about Dragoon here, while assisting and updating just about every level out there. Barbecue also continued to work on improving his levels, such as Mines and Sanctuary. Oh, yeah. And Rommel. I don't know how many different versions of Rommel we went through. I just asked the testers as we continue to get more and more versions of UT Rommel. That's what. Okay, so I'm trying to... Try to watch all the comments scroll by here in Pound Urban Terror, and believe me, it's not the easiest thing to do. So I'm going to take a quick break here and check out some of the PMs I'm getting. Here's one from TSN Harlock. He says, shout out to your bird from my bird. Sounds like a love bird. Thanks, Harlock. Blanks. Yeah, Blanks, I got you, my friend. Don't worry about that. I will get that once I am finished here. Sorry. Going to have a special MP3 coming up here, and somebody just reminded me of it. And you know what? Why we have this quick break, I'm going to play it here. You know, well, for those of you in the U.S. and specifically California, you know Arnold Schwarzenegger threw his hat into the ring to become governor of California. So we have a special MP3 here as Arnold is pimping his new product. And I want you guys to take a listen to this. Tell me what you think of it. We'll be right back.
Hi there, friends and girly men. It is Arnold here to tell you about the revolutionary new breakthrough product that you can order online at webpage to order. Look, you will not believe what this product can do for you, but I will tell you this anyway. So many of the little people come up to me crying and blabbering about things like, Arnold, you are hurting me. Arnold, please let go of my throat. Arnold, I have a wife and two kids. Boo-hoo-hoo. The list goes on and on and on. Chances are, you know some llama babies exactly like this. Am I right? Am I right? Someone that just bugs the shit out of you every goddamn day, no matter how hard you try. Am I right? Am I right? You've tried all the things, like you tried the aspirin, the antiseptic spray, those icy-hot things. Morphine sometimes, anesthesia of course. You've tried it all, but nothing seems to work. Am I right? Am I right? Well, now, for the first time ever, through this special advertisement offer, you can order my new doctor recommended, clinically proven formula called Stop Whining. It's guaranteed to make all the whining sissy bastards shut the hell up once and for all, forever. And no matter if your loved one has a broken leg, a bad acne, cancer, or the plague. Hey, if it worked for me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm guaranteed it will work for you, am I right? Am I right? Hey, order today and get my Detective John Kimble police officer disguise kit absolutely free to you. Graded parties are just when you need that police discount at select restaurants and donut shops. Supplies are limited, so call now. Get yours by ordering today. Tell them Arnold said so. Hasta la vista, baby.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
So, there's Arnold stopping by his new product, Stop Whining. So, I don't know if that's fitting today. You can take that however you would like. But to Arnold, a big supporter of Urban Terror, and if I were a voter, my vote being cast for Mr. Schwarzenegger. And actually, for those of you who don't believe, it was actually Arnold stopping by. That was actually our sound and musician guy. That was Mark Klim, a.k.a. Barbecue. He does a pretty good Arnold impression. I'm very surprised. But then again, the talents Barbecue has, they continue to amaze me, especially when it comes to things like that. I was talking about Rommel earlier, and it's funny we mentioned Rommel because I think this level is probably one that has undergone most of the changes since it was originally released during 2.3. The level, as many of you know, it did have problems. Many have seen in the past issues with FPS over on the bridge, playability issues in the first early release. Barbecue, Blade Killer, Rabid Cow, I wouldn't be surprised if Dragoon and Queen Bee both touched it, but they put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into Rommel to make it a pretty slick level, and I actually like it now. Just kidding, Q. I like you too. I could talk for another hour specifically on levels, but I figure most of you will find out shortly the many changes we've made to nearly every level, from Docks and Abbey to Village and Casa, and I can see everybody cringing when I say Casa. No, you didn't touch Casa! Yes, we did touch Casa. Yes, we did touch Abbey. Yes, Docks was updated. Yes, whatever other map I said. Village. We hope that Ricochet and Revolution will make a comeback in Urban Terror 3, as I do think they will. Many hours of work have been put into both of those levels, Dragoon, Queen Bee, doing a lot of work on them, and I still consider Revolution one of the best levels ever for Urban Terror. It was sort of our flagship level for Beta 2. But unfortunately, we sort of backed out on bomb mode, and that sort of put wet wire behind the eight ball because I forgot why. Oh, because we didn't include bomb mode. That's why. I'm looking at my audience here for a cue, and I'm not getting it. Then again, the dog's eating his little bone down here, so, you know, what can I say? Silent Butcher, male, female voices. Barbecue does the male. Blade Killer does the female for Beta 3. Before Beta 3, it was actually Karen Law. You guys might know her from Planet Quake as Hell Chick. She did provide the voices. What else did we have here? Many levels have been added for 3.0. I know I mentioned some of them before. Algiers, Drug Lord 3, Commune, Precinct, Siberia, Filtration, Crenshaw. Those are just a few of the new maps that I believe are still included in Beta 3. Some of the classics, like Streets, has been completely rebuilt from the ground up. Shout out to Invis for his time and efforts, not only on Streets 2, but another map you guys are going to dig called Crenshaw from South Central, up in my neck of the woods, where you really don't want to go if you look like me. Trust me. If you look like Baz, you can go in that part of town. But if you look like me, I'm like white on rice. I am not going to go to Crenshaw. Trust me. Not to be forgotten was the work of the coders who have done quite a bit to add new entities contained in the definition file or .def file we released, I think it was last month, over on thesixthfloor.com. What this file allows level designers to do is add information that can be used by Urban Terror 3, be used by GTK Radiant to create the bomb defuse levels, or add spawn rooms, or one-way doors, or Mr. Sentry, which you guys will find out who he is very shortly. So it's a highly coveted file for the level designers and many in the community. Like Excalibur, who I know has been waiting months for it, as he has wanted to update UT Paradise. That's what he wanted to update. I think I got sidetracked here as I was trying to talk about the progression of Urban Terror through the years. Anyway, that level discussion was just part of what we did for 2.7, which became Urban Terror 3, Beta 3.0. We felt it really just wouldn't do the mod any justice if we stayed in the 2.x development cycle. We'd just done too much work, and as I always said, and I don't think I ever said it to the community, it's just sort of a psychological thing. I mean, you know, you see a jump from 2.6a to 2.7, and 7 months of work going into it, and it's like, well, you guys haven't done a damn thing. Well, we have. We've done a lot of work on it. Thus, we're playing mind games with you, the ultimate mind FUCK, if you will. So we call it Urban Terror 3, make a new pack file, and that is what you guys get. So you got to love us for it. So thus, Urban Terror 3 is launched. And when we come back, we'll look to give away some more swag. We'll drop into the 2.6 server, courtesy of Poop on a Stick, our admin of the day, a giant black dude. And as I said, this is the last time we're actually going to be playing Urban Terror 2.6a. So if you want to get your game on, I suggest you drop in there right now and check it out. It's Oswald. This is TSN. And we're coming right back. A little lovin' in the Poop server.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
This ain't your grandma's station.
Still they begin.
This is also not your little sister's station. This is your station.
Up inside, support fire coming in. They launch support fire up there. Grenade, nice.
A rush up the spiral. Here they come. Uh-oh. Trouble Mouse, Humel, and Siv in position to really kick some TK ass.
And oh, Daler shooting him with a nice rocket as he comes out of the teleporter. 53 seconds left in this match. I don't know, it's going to be tough for him to finish it off.
your source for the eSports revolution. This is the Team Sportscast Network.
ArtOfWarCentral.com provides everything a dedicated gamer has come to expect of a gaming server company.
With lightning-fast servers and top-notch customer service, Art of War Central prides themselves on offering the best overall gaming experience. If you're in need of a rock-solid server, head over to ArtOfWarCentral.com. Unlike other providers, Art of War Central has a support staff available to answer your questions over the phone until the midnight oils burn out, all 7 days of the week. Need a website? How about a TeamSpeak server? Art of War Central can do it all at a moment's notice.
Look at your hand off the mouse.
Whatever else you might be holding.
Hey, don't touch those.
And grab the phone. Call 1-866-LOW-PING and let Art of War Central take care of the rest. Need more info before you sign the dotted line? Go to www.artofwarcentral.com and see for yourself. Art of War Central, high-quality servers for the serious gamer.
When you're tired, you're just as good as dead. Gamers know that dull reflexes and slow response time is online suicide. You can't act, you can't react. To fight fatigue, you've got to have balls.
Prepare yourselves.
Balls is the most caffeinated soft drink on the market, making it the drink of choice for improved performance and skill for any gamer. Whether you are the online armchair athlete or the hardcore player, Balls will give you the boost you need not only to show up on the battlefield, but to compete. Never sleep. Stay up. Drink Balls. www.balls.com.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you here on Urban Radio. This is the Urban Terror 3 release party. Do want to send a couple of more shout-outs here. Another one back to Susie9mm, who says she missed her shout-out to the Raggy Dolls. So, Susie, if you're tuned in now, here's another shout-out to you, babe. Raggy Dolls rock. Anyway, another shout-out to Wreck and Silent Butcher in Aussie Land down under. Quick shout-out to you guys again. Thanks for tuning in today. Shout-out to, who is this? Dead Meat from Clan Norse Berserkers. A quick hi to him. And you know what, Dead Meat? Sorry, but you didn't win the contest. You're close, but you're not the winner. The winner of the contest, and I'm sure many of you know this person, goes by the name Femme Fatale. Yes, Emily of Clan Coil. She was the first one to send me the correct answer. The correct answer is anatomical ray intersection and extrapolated severity. That is what ARI stands for. So Femme Fatale, if you can send me an email, oswald@urbanterror.net, give me your home address, and I will be more than happy to get that shirt to you here in probably a couple of weeks. So send me the information, and tell me your size, and we'll get you hooked up with a shirt. Don't worry if you didn't win the ARIES Challenger. Guess what? We have more coming up for you shortly. Another shout-out here from Kalima. He says, give a shout-out to a giant black dude and all my dogs over at Clan Poop. And yeah, Clan Poop's rocking. Poop on a Stick, one of the good guys. You guys might know him as Leaf Martins. He's one of the cameramen up at Tech TV who was so kind to get Urban Terror on the Screensavers LAN party powered by NVIDIA. So shout-out to him and all the guys over at Clan Poop for providing us with a 2.6 alpha server today. So with that said, I'm going to drop into the server, and Lord, I hope I don't get disconnected. I don't think I will. Things going pretty well. We may not have in-game sounds, but you know what? No big deal. I am loading up 2.6. Right. I'm going to drop in there under the special password I have. Oh, you guys might... Somebody tell me if you can actually hear the sounds in the background. I can hear them, so that might mean you guys can hear them. So give me a minute to hop on the server, and we are ready to go. And I will be in the server. I'm not going to actually drop into the game. I'm just going to spec it here for a little bit. So like I said, if somebody can tell me if you can actually hear the game, which hopefully you can, and continue to hear me, as I'm going to check it out here in just a second. Still loading up, so give me a minute. We are specking. And we are back. I am in the game, believe it or not. There we go. We are in the game now. And you might see me change my name if you are in the server. So yes, there I am. I am specking everybody in the server here. And we are going to give away a couple of t-shirts doing it this way. Okay, good. We have no sounds in game. That's all I wanted to know. I am in the server right now. As I said, this is the Poop on a Stick Deathmatch server. It's actually Team Deathmatch today. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give t-shirts away to the two gamers who are at the top of the pack right now. The first one being the Big J from... Over in I believe the Netherlands. So the Big J, if you are tuned in, you have just won a t-shirt. If he doesn't hear me, well, somebody send him a message and tell him he's just won Big J with a t-shirt today, because he is leading one of the teams here. He is leading the blue team. And for the red team, it's By My Hand. He's a member of Poop. He's got 33 frags right now. So if anybody knows By My Hand, someone get him to email oswald@urbanterror.net and tell him he is just one as well. Those are going to be our first two winners here as we drop into the Urban Radio server sponsored by Clan Poop. Poop on a Stick DM 207.44.132.85, the port 27950. Checking all the scores right now. We do have only one opening, and I see Poop on a Stick dropping in there. That is my buddy Leaf. Do want to give a quick shout out to him as he is one of the admins here, along with a giant black dude. And Leaf, I know hopefully you're listening. Get us back on the Screensavers with Beta 3, man. I want to meet Leo Laporte once again. Oh, yeah, and Jessica. Just kidding. Actually, I'm not. But Anyway, get us back on Tech TV. We had a great time. We do want to come back. We will stop back into the server here just a little bit later in the show as we look to give away some more free stuff here during our Urban Terror release party. And now my shoulder hurts because somebody just hit me. So once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. This is our special release party today here on at TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. As we move closer to the official release time coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern, right now we are still on for that release time. That might change. I am just waiting on a couple of words here from Dragon. So once he sends me a message back, we will know how things are going. Who knows? It might be out early, but right now it's looking like it's probably going to be 5 o'clock. One quick note. We have added to the website a PayPal button, which is completely voluntary. That means you're not bound by anything to actually donate. But we do ask for donations to help offset our costs in hosting the Urban Terror website, the forums, and basically just to support Urban Terror. Like I said, you don't have to do it. It's completely voluntary. But, you know, we do like to see some money come in to help offset some of our costs because, you know what, it's not cheap. I mean, a mod is not free. It's free to you guys, but it's not really free to us as we continue to go through, you know, paying out money monthly on hosting services. So if you feel like donating, please feel free to head over to urbanterror.net, push the PayPal button, and send us some money as it'll help us offset some of our costs. If not, then feel free to continue playing the best Quake 3 mod out there, Urban Terror. We do have plenty of FTPs today. As I'm sure the day rolls on, we're going to have more become available. Obviously, as I said, Sid could not fulfill the request of some 200 FTP sites scattered throughout the community in addition to some 100 or 150 gaming server admins who wanted the release early. But we're doing what we can to get the files out early, so hopefully you won't have to wait too long to drop onto an Urban Terror 3 server. One chance we took during this development cycle was to really open up the testing to the community. I do believe at one point during the development cycle, our testers numbered nearly 300, and that's a lot of testers. Obviously, those who were not involved were thinking they were being ignored, but in reality, we did feel we had a very good cross-section of the community, a lot more than our, say, 20 to 30 that we had during some of the earlier releases. We nearly had every skill level represented, from the hardcore clan gamer to the infrequent gamer who plays for the fun of it, like myself. We also tested the mod on a wide spectrum of gaming systems, from the low-end P3 500 to the latest and greatest P4 money can buy. And sorry, I'm not an AMD fan, so I'm not even going to mention AMD. Same goes with ATI. Bah. Same holds true for the graphics card, the low-end graphics card, all the way up to your $500 graphics card. So basically, we've hit just about nearly every system. The same thing goes with operating system. It was tested on Windows. It was tested on Unix. It was tested on Macintosh. So everybody should be good to go. Now, I'm not going to say you won't have any problems because you never know. There's always something that comes up, and you may or may not have some issues. And what would a release be without a QA team? Well, I'm not really sure. Actually, we do know it would be Beta 1, and Beta 1 was pretty bad. And I think Blade Killer would agree with me that the support she's gotten from the testers has been very good. And they've really, really helped us over the past, oh, I don't know, what, 6 or 7 months that we've been working on this. Blade Killer, as you know, the head of, she was the quality assurance manager for this and some of the previous releases. And she put up with a lot of crap from the testers. Not saying you guys are bad, because you guys have given us a lot of feedback, a lot of input, and for that we do thank you for it. But Blade Killer, giving up her position as QA manager, we're passing the reins over to Dracostian. Many of you guys might know Dracostian from Stronger Than All League. He is the admin over there. He is going to head up the QA team now. He is going to be our manager as a... It'll free up Blade Killer for a little bit more time to do what she loves to do, that is skinning. She'll also be around for QA, but the primary duty is going to be on the shoulders of Dracostian now. Hopefully he didn't let us down. I'm just kidding. We know you can do it. Good guy. Met him at QuakeCon last year, and he's been one of those guys who's continued to support Urban Terror, not only on the QA side, but with Stronger Than All. And Drac, we thank you for all your work. But Blade Killer, I was going to have her on today, and I wanted her to talk a little bit about quality assurance, the community involvement, level design, and playing in a clan. But unfortunately, with some of the issues I've had today, I'm not going to be able to get on Ventrilo to get that set up. So basically, I'm just going to have to skip that and continue to move on. But like I said, I don't think I can thank Blade enough for all the work she's put into the mod. She's really put up with a lot of crap, not only from the team, A lot of my belly aching, I know, as I continue to hit her with private messages on a daily basis about, oh, I want to quit, I'm fed up, I'm tired, what am I doing here? But, you know, in the end, it's all good. This is what we work for right here. I mean, you know, 7 months of work for one day where we sort of get to sit back and have a good time, and you guys get to anticipate a release coming up here very soon. So, you know, thanks to Blade. As I said, she's been a tremendous support, tremendous worker, and a great addition to Silicon Ice Development. Of course, with the good comes the bad, and we were assaulted by some asshats in the community starving for attention who thought they deserved the release, even though they were not a tester of Silicon Ice Development. This really didn't happen until recently, so, you know, in retrospect, it was pretty good. I think we made it through some 30 or 40 releases before a few undesirables out there decided to have a little bit of fun on their end and try to take our files or leak our files here that the testers were working so hard on. But you know what? It really doesn't matter, because in the end, they'll get what's coming to them. And you know what? Those of you who have been patient and waited, not only does the development team thank you, but you will get the full Beta 3. I'm going to step away, take another break here, get some water, as I am becoming parched here. Need something to wet my whistle. That's right, I'm thirsty. So when we come back, I still have some more notes here. I'm still banging away here. It's Oswald. This is TSN. You're tuned into the Urban Radio Release Party right here on TSN. And we're coming right back.
I can see you, but you can't see me. It doesn't really matter because you can't run anyway. You don't know what I want to do, but I want to take a second, get a hold on you. So let's get to business, because I did come here to play. Chupacabra, yeah, Chupacabra. Gonna reach, gonna reach out and grab ya. Chupacabra, yeah, Chupacabra. Chupacabra. It's dark at 9 o'clock. Turn it to when it's time to rock. 12 feet, baby, I ain't gonna mess around. They say I only like cows and goats. You're the kind of prey that I like the most. Let's get the bitch, you're the best thing that I've found. Chupa, yeah, Chupacabra. Gonna reach out and grab ya. Chupa, yeah, Chupacabra. Chupacabra. Chupa, yeah, Chupacabra. Gonna reach out and grab ya. Chupa, yeah, Chupacabra. Off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out.
yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. You look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can.
Everything you can.
And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good, a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine.
TSN is on air.
Hooray for boobies!
TSN.
Hey, welcome back to TSN. It's Oswald hanging here. I do want to thank Hot Lips for putting me up this weekend here in Northern California. We are headed to the 223 land here just as soon as we dish out the files to all the FTP guys who are continuing to wait for it. And guys, I know you want it. We're working on it. I'm talking to the team right now. That's the best information I have. As I said, sort of a different release today because I am not at home, so we're doing this sort of by the skin of our pants here. We know how to update it. We know how to upload it. That's not the problem. But the problem is that I am on a laptop and another computer here, so I'm trying to split time not only with those, but like I said, I don't have everything I need at my disposal. So thus, the reason we've asked for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on when the show ends here, to get everything ready and uploaded. So as I said, the team's still working on it. I'm hanging out in the dev channel here. I know what they're doing. I'm watching right here and continue to watch everything going on. Some more shout outs here from half ear over at Clan Boss. He says, maybe a shout out to the Boss Clan. We love you, bro. Thanks for that. From Seth, give a shout out to Infinity Front and CRZ because they're best clan in the game. And we're looking. I can't read, Seth. And we're all good looking lady killers. There you go. Ladies, that's what you want. Shout out from another good friend here, Lord of Doom. He says, please do a fast shout out to all the current UTZ and ex-UTZ members and wish them the best and 100% fun on Beta 3. The big kiss from Vampirus, who has redone our website. I'm sure many of you know about that. And lastly, as I can't get to it here, a shout out from She Prime of Clan Hoy. Send a shout out to her Clan Hoy Partey. So there you go, She Prime, there is your shout out. As we're going to continue on here. And yeah, keep your perverted comments to yourself. I don't want to hear them, but I knew it would happen. We're going to take a look first. We're going to take another look here in the Urban Radio server, if I could have said that right. I'm going to drop back into the game here. Give away some more free stuff. I'm sure many of the same gamers are still in there. When I went to the East Coast in June to visit MF Doom, who I used to play cannons with, I hooked up with him, Captain Porno, Fraggin' Newbie, FSK405 Ghost, and a giant black dude. Now I have all these preconceived notions of a giant black dude. With him dropping his house arrest stories on the forum, I was not really sure what to expect once I got there. But you know what? It was actually kind of funny. We walked up to the front door of this nice little house in Delaware. Dude opens the door and says nonchalantly, hey, what's up? I'm a giant black dude. I'm sitting there looking at this guy, and it's like a 30-year-old something white guy, you know, about 6'1", 6'2", and I said, oh my God, giant black dude is not black. He's white. So anyways, that was just the start of my association with those guys. And since then, had a good time talking to him. Thus, he is the admin today over on the Poop server as we get ready to drop in there one more time. As if I can type it right here. I'm trying to connect to the server if you want to hop in there. I'm not sure if there's any spots open. IP address 207.44.132.85, port 27950. So GBD, as I said, running the server today here for the Urban Radio Show. And what we did today on the server was just basically mass carnage. We didn't care who won. Actually, I wanted a free-for-all server to show off who was skilled, who was not. But that wasn't going to happen. So we're back in the server here. As I got to turn down the volume so I can hear myself. We're back in the server. I'm going to spectate. And there we go. Everybody wanting shirts in there. And, you know, I'm sure there's a ton of lag in there, but you know what? It doesn't matter because we are there for one reason and one reason only, that being to have fun. And right now I'm looking at the top of the scoreboard here once again, and by my hand of poop, still leading 68 frags for him. And for the blue team right now, it is 8 up. But you know what? I'm not giving shirts away to the top gamers this time. I'm giving shirts away to the people on the bottom end, the people who play like Oswald. That's right, HSO Larry and Kojak Baru SP. You two, if you're tuned into Urban Radio, have just won Urban Terror t-shirts. Send me email, oswald@urbanterror.net. Give me your size, and I will send you shirts. So that is HSO Larry, headshots only. So I know some of those guys. So headshots only Larry and Kojak Baru, B-A-R-U hyphen S-P. If you two are tuned in, you guys have just won Urban Terror t-shirts as well. And just checking it out, the level. But you know what? It looks like everybody's having. So I know some of you guys who are actually in the server who won the shirts right now. So you may want to drop them a message here in-game because I can't talk as a spectator in the game. So HSO Larry and Kojak, you two have won the shirts. Congratulations. Send me an email, oswald@urbanterror.net, and we will get you those t-shirts. And it actually looks like they had changed to CTF. But losers, I didn't want CTF. I just wanted a frag fest. But it doesn't matter. We continue on. Whoa, drop my notes. Get a little excited here. You know, we're getting closer to the release. Woohoo! So, congratulations, as I said, to both those winners. I just need your email. Send it to me, and I will get you those shirts out shortly. Like I said, I do have a couple things happening here this next couple of weeks, so it might take a little bit of time to actually get those shirts to you. But don't worry, I will pick them up. Step away, take another break here. It's Oswald. This is TSN. We'll be right back.
Tired of getting owned? Tired of having frag after frag slip through your hands? Tired of being tired? The time has come to inject yourself with 20,000 milligrams of caffeinated goodness. Balls is the most caffeinated drink on the market, giving you the edge you need to crush, maim, and destroy each taunting bastard who comes your way. And to do it all night long. Who needs sleep? Drink Balls. www.balls.com.
There's nothing worse than a competitive team without a server to call home. Always begging others for practice space, having to give up the home field advantage every match, and generally not getting the respect you deserve. Pro teams need a home, and ClanBank has the answer. ClanBank offers fast and powerful game servers for almost all the popular internet multiplayer games. Get hosted with servers for games like Quake 3 Arena, Half-Life, Jedi Knight 2, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and Soldier of Fortune 2. They also host many popular mods such as Urban Terror, Counter-Strike, Team Fortress Classic, Day of Defeat, Rocket Arena, and Team Arena. Visit www.clanbank.com right now and check out the best prices around for private and public server hosting for your team. It's cheaper than you think, and it will give your team the competitive edge you need to be the best. www.clanbank.com.
I see 8-Up of Coil not very happy in Pound Urban Tear as I decided to give shirts to the losers. Hey, and there goes the dog. You can hear the dog in the back. That's Chloe. Chloe barking like a little fiend. Here she is. Little, the dog doesn't weigh like but 10 pounds, but believe me, it's 10 pounds of fury. As and 8-Up, I'm looking at my notes right here, and it says, go in-game for poop server, 5 minutes, give shirts to low scores. I did the high scores, and it's only obvious. You got to give it to somebody who sucks like me, so we ended up giving it to the low scores. If you don't like that, hey, just think, you can always buy a shirt. I'm sure Tommy's more than happy to give you, or excuse me, take your money. Once again, we are back, and ClanBank, once again, our premier strategic partner here at TSN. We're pleased to team up with them, with Thorn, as ClanBank continues to give great server support for the station. ClanBank, as I said, also supports quite a few Urban Terror servers, including, as I take a deep breath and get ready to tell you all of them, Nox, Lord of Chaos, BD's TWL Match Server, Lost Souls Public Server, Clock Powered, Wad House of Doom, Blam Team CTF, Arnold Clan Server, Gunbusters, POD, Some Losers, West Coast Warfare, G6, HH, Cannon Hangout Pub, Evil Twinkies, The Agency, and 1.87 Team Survivor Public Server. A total of 17 servers. So get yours today, and it starts with the ClanBank coupon code. This week's coupon code, 514D32. So if you want the best server at the best price, head to clanbank.com, give Thorne the coupon code, and he'll hook you up. I'm actually planning on running a 3.0 server at the end of August. Hopefully it'll be something like an official SID server. So remember, ClanBank, turn on, tune in, frag away. Once again, welcome back to Urban at Terror Release Party here on at TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I am Oswald, the Project Coordinator, Public Relations Guy for the team. But remember, it's just more than me. While I may be a front man, it is really the team who does all the work. People like Blade Killer, who is still sleeping, oddly enough. She must have been up all night. I'm sure Drag would probably attest to that. Crazy Butcher, who did some new stuff. Density, Dick Dastardly, Sweet Nuts, who is still doing some minor work, Dragoon, High C, Miles, Queen Bee, Rabid Cow, 27, Barbecue, Tom from the community, and the list just goes on. It's truly been a community release with 300 some odd testers, Invis working on some new maps for us. It's just been great to see all the all the things happening for Urban Terror. Many gamers also continue to inquire about the future of Urban Terror. In reality, the future is now for Urban Terror and the development team. The Quake 3 engine is not getting any younger, and we continue to see highly impressive trailers from games like Half-Life 2 and Doom 3. But right now, fact of the matter is, the Quake 3 engine is still one of the most highly moddable and competitive engines out there. The only other engine that's received some attention recently has been the Unreal Tournament 2003 engine. Then again, Epic or Atari, I don't remember which one, has run a $1 million contest to get amateur developers to mod for Unreal Tournament 2003. So take that how you may. I'm just calling it like it is. First, let me say, Urban Terror 3 is not the last released from SID, nor is it the release we've considered to be version 1. Two rumors I have heard being circulated around the community for some time. And in a previous radio show, I believe it was the one we did 2 weeks ago, when we dropped the release date, I mentioned that I had received email from Kevin Cloud of id Software and had been contacted myself asking if the development team was actually interested in modding for the new RTCW game, Enemy Territory. Now, we do have ties to Enemy Territory in a roundabout way because it was actually created by Splash Damage, who was once the amateur mod team behind Quake 3 Fortress before they actually opened their own gaming studio in the UK. These guys, top of the crop, very talented group, top to bottom. We actually met them the first year at QuakeCon in 2000, and since then our relationship's been very strong and continue to be so, even though they've left the mod scene and now gone on to bigger and better things. I've spoke to guys like Loki, RR2DO2, Fluffy Gimp about some of the changes that they've been actually included in the code base for Enemy Territory. Now, seeing as they are a software team, they get full engine access, unlike us. We don't get it. We only get a certain amount of engine code access. But the ET guys, as I've said, I've talked to their coder about it. He's passed on what they've done, and in turn, I pass that on to our coders. Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to pass on the information to you guys because of an NDA we have signed with id Software. So sorry I can't give you any details as to the changes they have made, but I don't want to get myself in trouble or jeopardize the relationship we have with Splash Damage and id Software. But after numerous emails back and forth, I was between myself and Kevin Cloud, I actually received an ICQ message from Robert Duffy, who's one of the coders at id Software, wanting to set up a meeting with the development team and talk about a possible project with id. Now, from the sound of it, id Software, I guess you could say, is interested in the development team. Why? Because they basically have a new modified Quake 3 engine in the Enemy Territory game, which is a standalone game. And I think everyone on the team agrees it would be mighty impressive to have Urban Terror as a free standalone game that anyone could download without having to pay a penny for it. free, 100%, no strings attached. You don't need Quake 3, you don't need RTCW. Now, that's pretty damn cool. How many other games have you downloaded that have actually been legit? I'm not talking wares here, guys. I'm talking legit, but free. I mean, probably not many. So that would be a nice feather in our cap that we've actually released something. It's a standalone game. But right now, I'll tell you what the deal is. There are some issues that the development team must deal with in an internal basis. And we can't really accept outside comments or advice from the community. Yeah, we all know you would love to see a standalone version of Urban Terror. I think I'm right there with you guys. I would love to see it. I think it would be a great thing. We also know many of you want to see the mod ported, but the time frame for this free project, from the best we can tell, would probably end up taking about 12 months. And hang on here. It would probably take 12 months to do, and are you really willing to wait that length of time for a free standalone game? If you ask me, I think Urban Terror will still be around this time next year. I really can't say how strong the mod will be or how strong the community will be, but rest assured, if there are gamers playing, the chances are we'll still support the mod. Again, there are things within the team that must be resolved before we can actually consider this opportunity and give this idea a chance. Again, seeing as we're going to be out in Texas, hopefully we can hook up with Robert Duffy and Kevin Cloud. I know I've talked to Robert before, not only at QuakeCon, but through ICQ. So, you know, like I said, it's just one of those things that we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure everybody on the outside basically looks at this as a win-win proposition. The development team gets to continue on developing. The community gets a free game, but there are internal things that, like I said, that fit into the dynamics of it all that we actually have to look at as a team and decide if it is going to be feasible. So if it doesn't happen, you know, it doesn't happen. But right now, the feature is Quake 3 Urban Terror, and that is what you guys are going to be playing here very shortly. And I don't think we can even speculate on a new engine right now. Gamers continue to question if we're either going to move to Doom 3 or Quake 4. Well, we have some other ideas, such as following in the footsteps of our UK buddies, Splash Damage, and opening our own game studio. That is a distinct possibility. It's not really a simple thing to do. I mean, just look at what happened to Splash Damage on their initial title. Went from retail project to expansion pack to a free standalone game. To a free standalone game in the matter of months. Or maybe even a year. It's probably more like a year. But right now, as I said, our main concern remains Quake 3 Urban Terror. And with the success... That's getting hot in here. Woo! With the success of Urban Terror 3, we should continue to see a very strong following, including some great clan action from a wide range of leagues and ladders, including... Now, this is only my opinion. Clan Base, which I still think is one of the best leagues out there. Team Warfare League, OGL, Cal, and Stronger Than All. We also suspect that we'll see an influx of new gaming servers popping up with the release of Urban Terror 3. Why? Well, aside from the mod being completely revamped and improved, we've also added the highly popular and successful Bomb Defuse game mode. Now, this is nothing new for us. We've been looking at this game mode since Beta 2. And at that time, it was really not feasible within our resources to actually successfully implement this game mode at that time. Apoxel, as I said, was busting his ass on the code base, basically doing it alone, as Dr. 8 was sort of on the way out at that time. So Apoxel took the lead developer's position, continued to work on it here. And like the dev cycle we're using now, we actually used Village 2 as the guinea pig level for testing Bomb Defuse. Back in 2.0, we were actually using the map Uptown, the original Uptown. But in the end, we decided to scrap the idea because at that time, we didn't have levels that could actually support a new game mode. So what did we do? Well, we added game modes that basically could be adapted to any, or nearly any level for... I lost my train of thought. For Beta 2. That's why we didn't see Bomb Defuse. Those two game modes we added, as you know, Follow the Leader and Capture and Hold. Also added CTF, but you guys know all about CTF. FTL, at the time we thought it was a pretty ingenious little game mode, but unfortunately, community never really took to it. Instead of working as a team, all they wanted to do was kill. So that sort of put a little dampener there on FTL. Capture and Hold, well, this probably just our fault, but many of the levels that we included had just too many flag positions throughout the level to make it a good game mode. Now, if you cut that down to maybe three or four, maybe even five flags, it could have worked. But at this time, CTF actually began to rival TS as the two game modes to play. Back to bomb defuse game mode here. Many will think we just basically stole the idea from Counter-Strike, and as I said, that's not true. Influenced by Counter-Strike? Sure. Just like we have influence from Action Quake 2, Soldier of Fortune, and many other games out there. This game mode was selected because many of the community gamers have been calling for it for some months, even years. So the development team decided to take their advice and implement it. It does play much quicker than Counter-Strike, mainly because Urban Terror is a faster game than the aforementioned retail game. And I do not consider Counter-Strike a mod any longer. Neither should you. And I can't say I'm anti-Counter-Strike, but the comparisons do get old. I do believe we will have strong backing from the community. I don't think it'll completely replace Team Survivor. It's similar. You can kill off the opposing team to score a point and win the round, but depending on what duration the round time, the plant, and defuse are, it would be easier to go for the plant of the bomb instead of try to kill off all the baddies. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Hopefully server admins take our advice when it comes to the server config and the times that we've included in there, which are defaults now. 2-minute round time, I believe, 45 second on the plant and explosion, and 15 on the defuse. I believe those are the defaults. I'm not really sure, but I think that was the last three times that we had implemented. What else? There's been months of thought, input, and feedback on a bomb defuse. This is not something we just threw together at the last minute. Levels have been designed specifically for the game mode, with nearly identical times getting from each spawn point to wherever either the bomb points are. Most maps, I think all maps, will have two bomb spawns, two bomb plant areas, two spawn points, one for each team. What else? Again, I was going to let Dragon come in here and talk a bit about the bomb defuse mode, seeing as he helped with the .dev file, but unfortunately, as I said, no Ventrilo, so I'm not going to be able to hook Dragon up. But like Blakekiller, and you know, I don't want to sing. I know I've singled out just a few individuals on the development team. Dragon, another one who's been an integral part of the release, just like Blakekiller was, just like the coders. I don't think anybody's spent more time in IRC working on something. Like I said, Drag has had his hand in nearly every map. Every map that's out there. He's updated some of the current maps. He's updated some of the old maps. So, props to Dragon for doing that. Running the team FTP server. I see Blade Killer's up. Good morning, Blade. He's just done a lot of stuff. He and Blade have been working great together. Both of them working with the coders. So, like I said, another round of applause for Dragon. Again, a big MVP in this development cycle, along with Blakekiller, along with the entire coding team. And I keep getting messages here from people, PMs, emails, that you guys want me to talk about the weapons. Well, we do have a new weapon. I'm sure you know that, and I think I mentioned that in here. God, look at that. I'm down to like five pages. This is good. The radio show's almost over. The weapons, the only thing I'm really going to say about the weapons, aside from adding the new light machine gun, which is the IMI Negative, it is a light machine gun. It's also the only weapon in the game that has encumbrance, meaning when you move, your stamina is going to bleed off. Now, some of you are going to think that's not fair. And no, it's not like Counter-Strike. You can't put the light machine gun away and run away without losing your stamina. That doesn't work. We're sorry. It's a defensive weapon. It is very useful. What else? That's a new weapon. You guys want to know about the other weapons? Like, what did we do to the SR-8 to botch it up, or when's the M4 coming back, or why'd you change the properties on the LR300? All of those questions, guess what? You guys are going to have to wait till you get the game. There's really no reason to go into it because I don't play the mod every day. I'm not like some of you hardcore gamers who sit here and play for 2, 3, 4, 8, 10, 12 hours a day. So any little changes that are made, I got somebody here raising their hand saying, yeah, I play 8 hours a day. She's laughing at me now. She's also turning red. She's embarrassed. Ow. I'm kidding. Back to the show. The weapons, like I said, not really my position here to give you little details as to how each weapon was changed. You guys are just going to have to wait and see. Like I said, we've had 300 and some odd people test it, and we do feel that this is going to be a very good release coming out. So you guys will just have to wait and see what happens. I'm going to take another break here, and when we come back, I got a couple of trivia questions here. Maybe some of you guys can win free swag on the trivia questions, as we probably have another 30 minutes here. I got some work to do here. I got to talk to the FTP guys, have to talk to the development team, and once again, sorry I can't give you guys specifics on the weapons. Just think, you'll have it here in a couple of hours, and once you do, guess what? You'll be able to play it. It's Oswald. This is TSN. We're coming right back here for more Urban Radio, the Urban Terror Release Party on TSN.
And blue, there's nothing more a man could do. Don't get your bollocks in a twist. Settle down, don't take a fit. You drank a demon straight from hell. He almost nearly won as well. You wiped the floor with victory. Then puked until you fell asleep. Lacking was the Banshee's will. His boots will never fill a jail. You crawl into an empty boat. Far to go for Mexico. The cartels came and so did you. From the ashes, charred blue. Smelling like a salty dog. Back from hell where you belong. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Elite Hackers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot through a wall.
Please, don't let lead hackers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right, TSN, the number one station for online gaming. And TSN going to be live starting August 19th, World Cyber Games, down in Irvine, California. That's only about 20 minutes from where I live. Very excited to go there, as is everybody from TSN, who's going to be calling six different games, from Counter-Strike and Unreal Tournament to Age of Mythology, FIFA Soccer, StarCraft, Warcraft. I think those are the six games. It's going to be a good time. Hopefully some of you guys will tune in and catch all of that action. And you can even hear me yell, "Goal!" when somebody scores in FIFA Soccer. That's going to be kick-ass now. Welcome back. It is Oswald. As I said, Urban Radio. This is the Urban Terror Release Party. And we're just over 2 hours now. And yes, I know everybody is getting impatient, as are the server admins, the FTP admins. We're still working on it, okay? Just think, last time for 2.6, we were early. You guys got the files early. So this time, we can afford to be a little bit late if that happens. We are working on it. The files are coming. And just remember, I have a LAN to get to. 223 up in Santa Rosa is waiting for us to get up here. Yes, I know it was loud, Poof. I screamed. That's why. So we're trying to get everything done here as quickly as possible. Bear with us. It is coming. We won't forget you guys today. For those who frequent IRC and Urban Terror forums, you know I'm a huge proponent of the acronym RTFM, right? I'm sure somebody tell me what that means. I'll give you a shirt. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. Don't send me an email. I know what RTFM means. I was just joking. But many of the common questions and answers are in that document and the frequently asked questions, the fact. But for this release, I'm running very far behind. I haven't updated the manual. I haven't updated the FAQ. I guess I got distracted by a few things this week, so, and last week, and the week before, so I haven't got the manual done. But it is coming. It will be uploaded probably next week, as I still have some work to do on the CVARs, things like that. But you guys will have all the information you need. If not, then you can talk to the people here from the development team, even some of the QA testers. A lot of these guys know all the CVARs. They know the ins and outs of Beta 3. So if you have a question, chances are they can help you. So yes, if you want to know, yes, I am slacking. Not because I want to, just because I've had quite a few things to do this week. Like I said, I know everybody's excited to get their hands on Urban Terror 3, just as excited as we are to give it to you. I also want to thank Sandra. You guys know her as Vampirus over at Serenity Visions, as she has updated our websites with all new designs. Last week, we were able to bring on the new Silicon Ice development site, and I'm very excited about that. It looks very cool. If you guys haven't checked that out, silicon-ice.com, and you can check out that website. The new UrbanTerror.net site will probably be online in another week. We're still waiting some code from Basilisk to get that website back up and online. It's actually online right now, and we will have a new post that shows you all the new, all the FTPs coming up here just as soon as we get the file distributed to the FTP admins. And actually, Barrett, you know what? I am not drunk. I had one beer last night for dinner at sushi. I had a 20-ounce Sapporo. That is all the beer I've had so far. But tonight, it could be Red Bull and vodka. We'll have to wait and see. Ever had Red Bull and vodka? Very good stuff. I suggest you try it. When we come back, we're going to get ready to wrap up this party. I'm glad everybody has tuned in. Some 400 listeners. You guys have just been outstanding. I do want to thank everybody for the support. And you know what? the bird is going to chirp. The bird is trying to talk to me. But, you know, I'm not answering the bird. I'm watching the bird. The bird's on the other side of the room. So if you hear him, you know what? Tough. At least the dog's not barking. Chloe, woof. Bark. Bark. Woof. She's trying to kiss me, not bark. When we come back, as I said, we're going to get ready to wrap up the party. But before we do, ow, dog's biting me now. Before we do, we're going to give you a couple last chances at winning some swag here. So get your email clients fired up. Stick the email address, oswald@urbanterror.net, in there. And quick shout out from Femme Fatale to Hot Lips saying, game on, sister. So there's a quick shout out. Let me, before I go to break, I got some more shout outs here very quickly. From the Hat, he says, shout out to Invis for such great work on the streets. It effing rocks very hard. And yes, I completely agree. From Zoot, he says, shout out to all the admins from past Urban Terror Cups. Big yoo-hoos to Spawn Number One and Drizzt. And if you say clan base, you got to toss Lord in there. Lord has done a lot of work on that website too. And also from Zoot Admin on clan base and CL of Hunters and Killers of Sweden. He says, shout out to my clan. Please, Ozman, do it for Hypro. Herpro. Hippro. Zoot knows what I'm talking about because I always mess that name up. One Leg from Forbidden Ninja. Shout out to Chesty, Tiny Legs, and the man on the way. And the man, the little one on the way from Anyone DE by Tiny Leg in the last five years. See, now I'm getting all frustrated here. Flustered. So, One Leg, there's your part of your shout out. A shout out from Roku. He says, give a big shout out to the guys in Crypt 54. He says, we suck at boot fights, but we do know that you nerf the boots too much. Well, you know what, Hippro? I'm going to call you Hippro now. You know what, Rody? The boots are back, and they're going to definitely kick your ass. Last shout out here before we go into break, as I continue to see him roll in here. I'll give you the email in just a minute. From Own Spook. He says, can you send a shout-out to everyone in Own Urban Terror Clan and a shout-out to all in the European community? There you go. Sorry, it's from Chilla of OWN. So props to all our European gamers. You guys have, seriously, a great community over there. I know I was sort of anti-Euro here for quite a while, but the more and more I become involved with Clan Base, the more and more I love it. I just love the setup you guys have. I love everything about it. So you know what? TSN definitely going to be a big supporter of clanbase.com. I'm going to go to break here again. Going to get in one song, a couple of Sanders come back. I have three questions. So get your email clients ready. oswald@urbanterror.net. And when we come back, we'll get into some more fun here. I know you guys are having a good time. So am I. It's Oswald. This is TSN. And I already played that song. Shoot. How about this one? Little Blue Man Group.
drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, up she rises, way hey, up she rises, early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, early in the morning. The hole with the captain's daughter, put him in the hole with the captain's daughter, put him in the hole with the captain's daughter, early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor, early in the morning? Way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, up she rises, early in the morning. The back of the paddy wagon, put him in the back of the paddy wagon, put him in the back of the paddy wagon, early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, up she rises, early in the morning. Throw him in the lock up till he's sober, throw him in the lock up till he's sober, throw him in the lock up till he's sober, early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, way hey, and up she rises, early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, up she rises. Early in the morning.
Sick of those triple-digit pings? Tired of frozen, lagged-out players ruining a good game?
Are you ready for a war? Yeah!
Art of War Central can provide the solutions you need for your server-side latency problems with high-speed servers that are fit for just about any game or mod out there. You'll have no problem getting your clan hosted. Art of War spans coast-to-coast with servers from Atlanta to San Jose, allowing you to select a close and convenient location. So make sure you visit www.artofwarcentral.com to get your team hosted today.
You, sir, have saw your Winamp open, and you be side tuned in to TSNCentral.com. OMG, you rock.
OMFG, you rock, and we rock too. It's Oswald here back with you, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, and we are in the final segment here of Urban Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Great support on the show, on the release show today, as Urban Terror 3 is getting ready to be released, and having a couple of minor issues. The FTPs have not received it yet. Yes, I am sorry. Yes, I will talk about Yanni. I did go to a Yanni concert, so that's why they are making all these Yanni references in Pound Urban Terror. I have seen Yanni. It was because of a chick, okay? So it's not because I wanted to. Just doing what the chick did. Some more shout-outs here. A good question here from Yertle. He says, quick question I was hoping you could answer on the air. What would you say to those who have tried version 1, version 2, didn't get hooked, and are hesitant to try version 3? Well, you know, basically I could sit here and talk until I'm blue in the face about Urban Terror 3. I'm going to say it's the best release we've ever had because, honestly, it is. It's the most highly tested version we've had. Seriously, can 300 gamers be wrong? Now, it's hard to get 300 testers to agree on anything when it comes to testing, but It's virtually bug-free. All the weapons have been updated. A new game mode. So it has something for everyone. The new game mode just gives you another option in terms of what game modes you want to play. I mean, instead of playing TS or Team Deathmatch or Free For All or, I mean, you know, Follow the Leader, Capture and Hold, you can now play Bomb Defuse. I really don't, you know, you have to download it and try it yourself. But if you weren't happy with version 1, I don't blame you. I mean, I wasn't either. Version 2 I thought was very good. 2.3, one of the better versions out there. But version 3, it's really come a long way. I don't think you can really compare it to version 1 or version 2 because there is just so much new that is in that release. So 300 plus megabytes, I suggest give it a try here, and if you don't like it, hey, at least you tried it, and you'll get a big thanks here from the development team for at least trying it. If not, I mean, what would you? Why would I want to try Counter-Strike? I mean, you tell me. I don't like Counter-Strike, but why should you get me to play it? You know, that type of thing. So, just give it a try. I mean, like I said, I can tell you whatever you want to hear, but it's going to be your decision as to if you like Urban Terror or not. Shout out to Sid here from Crystalline for putting up with the community and all the crap we put you through for the great game you give us. Thanks for that. We do put up with a lot of crap, and I know we sort of make light of it sometimes, but I truly think we do have one of the best best communities online for gaming. I've been to some other communities, and all they continue to give the development team is crap after crap after crap. And granted, I mean, those are retail games here. I'm talking games like Raven Shield for one, Medal of Honor for another one. And you guys, just great. Hopefully it's reflected in the amount of support we give you. Get a quick shout-out here from Esky. He says, can I give a shout-out to R2K? There you go. Tank Girl, like a shout-out to Clan Comics over in Pound of the Comics on QNET. There you go for your shout-out. Dead Meat, he says, shout-out to the North Berserkers. Ozean for me. That'll give you your own yeah in 3.0. So there you go, Hornet. Shout-out to Speed. That's Clan Speed, S-P-D. Quickie for me to Speed Freak. I know he's tuned in. From Mav PC Game, or Game PC, shout-out to Team Wild Cards. Crenshaw rocks. I do agree. Crenshaw, very cool map. BD Jail, he says, read the effing manual. That's exactly what RTFM stands for. He says, hey, Oz, can you talk a little bit about the installer? Is it a self-installer or full installer? Today, we're only going to be releasing one file. That is going to be a zip file for everybody. The installers, actually, our installer guy is Aphex Twin. He's the guy behind the UT Runner. He's actually out of town. I've talked to him. He's been in Southern California, but unfortunately, as I said, the installer is not going to get done today for PC or Mac. They will be done next week. The zip file will be actually just fine. All you're going to have to do is extract it to your default Quake 3 directory. It'll automatically build a new Q3 UT3 directory and install the PAC0 file and some of the other support files. So it should be a very easy install. And if you don't understand it, well, guess what? You suck. I'm just kidding. So, like I said, you guys are going to have to figure some of that out on your own here very early on. So that's all I have to say about that. Those are the shout-outs I have here. Going to drop back in to the email. As you guys are emailing me answers to the Drunken Sailor song. There was no. Here's a quick shout-out from Jims to Clan Enigma. Okay. Back, you hear that? That's my papers. That's my notes. I'm gonna talk a little bit more and call it a wrap. I mean, we're just about done here. What do we have left here for you? We've already talked about Vampy, the new website, the new UrbanTerror.net site. As I said, we couldn't get it online this week. No big deal because, barring problems with the site, I mean, we would have gone back to the old site anyway, so it's probably better that we hang with the old site here just through maybe the first week of the release and then get the new version online and going. As I said, we have three trivia questions, so get your email clients ready, and I have three questions, but I'm not going to take three answers from the same person. They have to be individual emails, and it's going to be question 1, question 2, and question 3. That is how I want the questions in the title of the email, question 1, question 2, or question 3, whichever one you want to answer. OswaldUrbanTerror.net, that is the email address. So I'll give you like 30 seconds to do that. Once you have that ready, I'm going to read the first question, give you guys a little bit of time to answer it, read the second one, and so on. So you guys are going to have three more opportunities to win free stuff from Geekwares. Tommy doing all the shirts here for Urban Terror, all the hats, all the thongs. So some good stuff. Okay, so question 1. So you can put that in your email client right now. Question 1. What release added the Colt M4 to Urban Terror? So answer that. Send me your emails, and I will take the first correct answer to that question. As I quickly switch over to my email client here. Oh, and we're getting new emails. And nobody sent me the right answer yet, so we'll have to see what happens. Right now, you guys want to know where the files are. Well, the files are not up and online quite yet. I know my FTP guys are still waiting for me. Some of them have even left just because they, you know, it's what, 8 or 9 o'clock over in Europe? Yes, Dragone, we do have thongs. So if you'd like to outfit Queen Bee in a thong, please feel free. We'll be more than happy to put her up as a model on the GeekWars.com website. We are still building the pack file, and unlike 2.6, this pack file will work. The compile went very well, so we will have it here shortly for the FTP admins. No links yet. We're still working on it. And I see Blade right now. She is talking about Casa. So everything looking very good. Question number two. So put that in the title line on your email. Question two for the chance at the free T-shirt. The email is oswald@urbanterror.net. Question two is, what's the radio command? What's the CVAR command in the console to say he's as dead as fried chicken, baby? He's as dead as fried chicken, baby. We know Barbecue said it, but what is the radio command to actually say that? So there's question two. So like I said, not terribly tough questions. If you play the game, you should know all these, or at least know where to find them. So anyways, we're having fun hanging out here as I continue to see the PMs pile out. Here's a shout-out from Cake. Shout-out to all the teams in TWL. Thanks for the great games and helping light fires under other people's butts. That from Cakes. As we continue to walk on, I do see G sending me something. G, so send me whatever you want here. I'll get to it. Shout-out from No Fear. He's a Zazie. Shout-out to Clan UTZ. So there is a shout-out right there. And nice try, but sorry, that is not Dude Excess Floods. The Space Zone is not hosting a Q3UT3O because that is not the right file number. So, idiot. All these people thinking they know what's going on when they don't. So... And the final question so far, the last question, this is question three. You can put that in the title. Question three, what is the CVAR setting to make your crosshair pink? So if you wanted to make it pink, like my favorite color, what would you actually put in the console to turn the crosshairs to pink? Those are the three questions. You can only win once, even if you answer all three correctly. So submit your answers, as I said, once again, to oswald@urbanterror.net. And time permitting today, we will post a list of winners. Show's just about over. I'm going to come back, wrap things up, and once I wrap it up here, we should be able to be one step closer to the release of Urban Terror 3 right here.
No matter how hard he tried, up the thought of suicide, it's kind of hard when you
And once again, welcome back. This is like the last segment here of Urban Radio. This is the Urban Terror release party. The release probably going to be a little bit delayed. As I said, it was supposed to be released at 5 o'clock Eastern. That's 2 Pacific. That's about 30 minutes away, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. We've ran into a couple of last-minute issues here that we're trying to resolve. Nothing that's going to cost us a day or two. It's just going to cost us a couple hours. So we will still be able to get that out to you today as I'm going through all the answers right now. And you know what? I'm not going to be able to read answers of who got the free swag here for the shirts for the three questions. But if you still want to get your answer in, go ahead. I'm not going to repeat the questions. But yeah, I probably have 400 emails here that just suddenly popped up in my email client. So like I said, I will get to those. I will post all that on the website next week, give you a complete list of winners. Some last questions here that continue to be asked. People want to know if the config from 2.6 alpha is going to work for 3.0. It will work. There are some new CVARs that we have added that you may want to add. Those will be explained in the README, so see what happens. And right now I am being told that the upload will start at 5 o'clock, so FTP admins, you guys will be able to get it here in, I would say, just about 30 or 40 minutes. And then after that, it's up to the admins to actually mirror it on their sites. And guess what? That's what we're going to do. So there you go on that. Again, people wanted to know if they have to delete their current Q3UT2 directory. No, I would suggest you don't, because you will have to take any third-party maps and copy them over to the Q3UT3 directory, which is going to be the new directory that is created. So I wouldn't delete it right now. And remember, we are combining all 8 packs that we have, Pack 0 through Pack 7, to make our Pack 0, which is what is going to be included in this Urban Terror 3.zip file that we have coming up here in just about 2 hours. Quick shout-out here from Nixon, Richard Nixon of Commanders-in-Chief. He said props to the three guys they had on the QA team. Quick shout-out from DEK Bob. He says, to all the elite people going to the 223 LAN, he says, see you there. And yes, Bob, I still will be there. Hot Lips will be there, too. So as soon as we get things taken care of here, we'll be on our way to the LAN party. What else do we have here? Got that. I think that is going to do it. Once again, I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in today. It's been an amazing show. Once again, on behalf of the entire development team, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Some 450, maybe 500 listeners so far today. It's just been outstanding. Some free stuff given away. Urban Terror 3 coming up here in the matter of, like I said, probably a couple hours. Like I said, you will probably see me drop the release post on the website, but the FTPs will not be valid at that time. You'll still have to wait for the FTPs to come online. So with that said, once again, thank you everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next week as we're going to run a radio show next week. I believe Wednesday or Thursday. It's all going to depend. Like I said, I'm going to QuakeCon, and I don't believe I will have access there to do actually Urban Radio on location from Dallas, Texas. If I do, maybe I can do it from my room, but I don't think so. So, again, everybody, thank you. FTP admins, hang tight. Same with the server admins. I will talk to you guys shortly. And to everybody in Pound Urban Terror on ETG, all 600 of you, thanks for tuning in. Everybody in Portugal, PoundUT.PT over on PTNet, QuakeNet, Urban Terror, Pound Urban Terror. Everybody, thanks a lot. I'm Oswald. We'll see you next week. Everybody, have a very good Urban Terror 3 release. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, it's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.